Oh, here it's coming right now. It's coming now.
I heard the mic getting floated around, but there he comes. Josh Ravensbergen
just had a shower, I think.
Headset on. Josh, great win, my friend. Great to have you back on the program. You're a very reoccurring guest, it seems, and rightfully so. Got to feel good to kick off the homestand in good fashion.
Yeah, thanks, guys. It's fun, obviously, to get that one and come back after a long roadie and put on a good show in front of our fans. And they haven't seen us in a while, so it was a fun one.
What stands out to you in the game? I don't know, the second period they outshot you 14-2, but as a goaltender, what stands out in this game?
I think for me, I was just doing a good job at staying in the moment. I felt like I was reading the play really well, and everything has just letting everything come to me. I think that's really important. And then when the boys got an opportunity on that five-minute power play, we made the most of it, and we were able to get the win.
And you had to make some big saves in that third period too, right? Like a lot of breakaways there, shorthanded. But I know you've talked in a lot. You like shootouts. You like those breakaways, and I think it showed there in that third period.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I mean, that's how you play. You want to make the big saves. So when you get the chance to, try to have the most fun with it and hopefully make the save, and it's always a lot of fun when you do.
We've talked about first game back can be difficult after a long road trip, not just for the PG Cougars, but for any team. What about for you? It didn't look like it fazed you at all.
I think it was nice to have the week before we played, you know, get adjusted to being back at PG, get a couple good skates in, and then being able to come and be ready tonight, and you know, we just gotta wipe it and get ready for tomorrow. Now
there's still seven games left on the regular season, but you did clinch a playoff spot tonight. We all knew that was coming, but boy, you must be very excited for the playoffs in this building. I'm assuming the guys probably roaring to go. I know it's still a couple of weeks away, but I'm assuming probably in the back of your mind.
Yeah, I think this is all just preparation, you know, getting ready for playoff hockey, and you know, it's super exciting time of year, especially with the crowd we get here. So I think everyone's really looking forward to it.
And you know, Spokane is a potential playoff opponent. I know Kamloops is as well. I guess from the player's perspective, it doesn't matter. But at the same token, two completely different styles of teams that you could be up against.
Yeah, exactly. Two different styles of teams. I think, you know, we'd play well against both of them, and so I think whoever we play, we have a good chance if we play our game. And yeah, we just got to take it day by day.
This is your third year here at the team. You've seen a lot of different players come through here in front of you. When you look at this team, though, Josh, it just the depth. I mean, it's pretty incredible to see, you know, all four lines rolling here tonight, all 60, it seemed like, for a good portion of the game anyways. I'm not telling you where would you rank this team, but it just seems like more of a unique group here this year that's had a very good season.
Yeah, the guys have been really good in front of me all year, and you know, that's what it takes if we want to go anywhere. We need everyone going, you know, even the guys sit in the stands to be ready for their chance. So I think it just takes everybody and just take it day by day.
Hey, you got some out-of-town help. Vancouver's just scored in overtime. So Kelowna gets a point, so you're now tied with the Rockets. But I do have the most important question, and I think Cole knows where this is. I know where this is going. We've talked to you about this before, but this is the most important question you're going to be asked, and that is, how much of a nap did you get today? Because you've said 2 hours, you said 3 hours. When did you get it? How long was it?
That was great. I had a really good one today.
Really? Okay.
Two and a half hours, I think.
Really?
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah.
And right in the middle.
Right, smack in the middle.
Yeah,
could you even function without that game day nap?
I think it just resets my brain. You know, you go skate in the morning and then you just sleep and you don't really think about the game because you're sleeping. I think that helps me.
Yeah, I like that. Respect it. Josh Ravensbergen, congratulations on a great win. Lastly, anyone back home in North Van that you'd like to say a quick hello to?
Say hi to my mom and dad, brother, if they're watching.
Love it. Josh Ravensbergen, appreciate the time, my friend. Congrats on a great night here tonight.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Josh Ravensbergen in our postgame show. Appreciate his time, as always, as the Cougars winning